Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
Once again, we have a very powerful gospel passage from Matthew chapter 6. It's all too familiar for us, especially many of the quotes that are used. Listen now. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or will he be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not clothed with like one of these. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Now, it's important for us to stop and realize where we are. We are still with Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 24 through 34. Now, for the past several weeks, we've been reading from this treasure, Jesus' vision of Christianity. Now, this is very unique, liturgically, to have this level of continuity in which week after week, the gospel picks up where it left off. And so we are gifted and fortunate. These readings really cut to the heart of the matter of our faith. Jesus is very direct in his teaching. He's not at all ambiguous, leaving us with doubts or uncertainties as to what he's trying to teach us. Remember last week, Jesus taught us the importance of loving our enemies. This week, he teaches us that God must be the center of our life. God is to whom our life must be ordered to. And still, it's our choice. We can do it, we can accept it or not accept it. However, we must accept the consequences of our choices. We must accept, essentially, the terms of Christianity. Now, read the gospel. It seems quite easy, doesn't it? Jesus says, "Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them." Every day, we see birds scavenging for food in parking lots or in fields. If they don't get food, they will die. And yet, what Jesus is saying somehow doesn't make sense, does it? I think what Jesus is using very distinctive words and imagery, maybe to help us see the spiritual life in a different way. Jesus continues, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Here, Jesus is getting at the heart of the lesson for us this weekend. The master-slave relationship we have. More to it, what is the ultimate attention in our life? What is our life truly centered on? Jesus wants us to choose. What is it, or maybe who is it, that is the master in our life? Maybe a better question for us, what are we a slave to? We all have something in our life that is the ultimate importance, the one thing that we desire above all. Well, now Jesus challenges us, for us to place God as the ultimate good in our life. Now, don't make the mistake of thinking Jesus wants us all to join monasteries. No, he doesn't want that. Instead, he's calling all of us to make God the center of our life. And see, when that happens, then everything else in our life falls into place. Everything else in our life, our career, our relationships, our family, our friends, all of our concerns now are in harmony with Christ as the center of our life. And so we have to ask ourselves, do we put God at the center of our life? Now that's a very challenging question in light of our society. Just look at our cities. go to some of the major cities in our country, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Philadelphia. Go there and then look for churches. The churches in those large cities are dwarfed by massive skyscrapers. Go to New York. Try and find St. Patrick's Cathedral. It's there, but it's dwarfed by these massive skyscrapers in New York City. Ironic enough, these massive skyscrapers represent the center of commerce. Just returned from visiting Chicago. The three tallest buildings in the city of Chicago are all named after insurance companies. And see, therein lies the heart of what truly is at the center of our society. Money, commerce, power, honor. And yet, what does Jesus ask of us? Look deep and hard within ourselves and see if God truly is at the center of our life. Or is there someone or something else there? Jesus continues. He says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about life, what you will eat and drink, or about your body and what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" Again, Jesus is teaching us we shouldn't be worried about food or clothing. Essentially, he's telling us we should not make these things the ultimate good of our life. They shouldn't be at the center of our life, such that we are obsessed with them, constantly thinking about them. But we have to understand, our life is purely a gift from God. I know I've said it before, but I'll always say it. No one is here by mistake. It's not that God somehow was created and slipped up and said, "Oh my gosh, I just created this person by mistake." No, we are all here in this world for a definite purpose in life. The first purpose in life is to come to know how great God's love is for us all. And a great example of that is the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 14. Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even if she should forget, I will never forget you." Here, Isaiah is telling us that God's love for us is overwhelming. We can't even begin to imagine how intense and how great God's love is for us. Now, we can't imagine a parent losing the affection and the love for their child, but even if that were possible, God would never allow that to happen with us. God has loved us into being, and that's so important for us to understand and truly believe in. If we truly believe this, that God has loved us into being, then our first and natural inclination is to make the source of love, God Himself, the source and center of our life. Our life should be ordered to God. See, again, when that happens, then everything in our life, our duties, our responsibilities, they all fall into place. They all are now in harmony with each other. Now, with that in mind, go to the very end of the gospel passage for this weekend. Jesus says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides." Essentially, what Jesus is telling us is seek God above all things in life. Make God the center of your life, and then everything else will fall into place. And yet, what's the temptation? Mammon comes in different forms: money, fame, fortune, honor, power. See, when we make mammon the center of our life, then God is no longer the center. In fact, God is at the periphery of our life. And if God isn't the center of our life, then we won't know what to do when we do receive money, fame, fortune, honor, and even power. You get all these things, and when you have them, unless you make yourself a slave to God, serving God first and foremost, we won't know what to do with all the gifts that God has given us. In fact, we will use them to our own detriment. They will be the source of our own self-destruction. Great example of this, we see celebrities, athletes, It seems like they have it all. They have money, honor, glory, power. And yet, we see countless times, time after time, celebrity after celebrity fall to their own self-destruction. They don't know how to deal with all that has been given them, all these gifts, money and power and honor. When it is given to them, these things become the center of their life, and it leads to their own self-destruction. How can we avoid this? By being a slave to Jesus Christ. Paul is a great example of this. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, Paul writes, "Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures." See, Paul understood it clearly. Christ was at the center of his life. Paul considered him a slave to Christ. Paul's whole life was dedicated to Christ and Christ alone. Paul knew if Christ wasn't at the center of his life and something else or someone else was, then Paul would be a slave not to Christ, but to that thing. And see, therein lies Jesus' teaching. The very end of the gospel passage, Jesus says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides." Well, Paul did just that. He became a slave to Christ Jesus. And then everything was given to him. The power to evangelize, the power of persuasion to bring people to Christ. Paul was given many gifts, and he used them for the express purpose of serving Christ and his church in this world. And see, therein lies the teaching for us all for this weekend. When we make Christ the center of our life, when we become a slave to Jesus Christ, then all the gifts that God has given us, whatever they may be, now we use them for the express purpose of doing God's will in this world. And when that happens, then we glorify the Lord. Then we become an instrument of God's grace in this world to do His will. And may the peace and the grace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.